Next speaker will be Julia Armstrong, who is the mother of the chapel at shop steward for the Sheffield Star.
Hiya. Phil and I are... Phil's the vice chair of South Yorkshire NUJ branch as well. And I've always been really proud to work alongside Phil, both politically and in a trade union as well, because this guy was one of the people who stood up to be counted when Rotherham was being portrayed as a place where Muslim paedophiles were running riot. We knew that was rubbish, but actually people like Phil said to the trade union movement and the wider town of Rotherham, because he works like just retiring from the Rotherham Advertiser, he said, no, we're not going to let the racists divide us, and help to sort of make sure that every time the Nazis came, we were here saying, you're talking nonsense. Because we know that those young women who were, there has been child sexual exploitation, no doubt about it. The Star, the paper I work for, has reported it, other papers reported it. They have been, but who were they let down by? They were let down by the police. They were let down by the local authorities. They were let down by anybody. They were let down by the government, who put cuts in place. There's still cuts going on to child protection services in Rotherham. What an absolute disgrace. Those young women, they decided that they didn't matter. That's what happened. It wasn't about, oh, we mustn't upset the Muslim population. We know full well, though, we upset the Muslim population all the time. The prevent strategy, Islamophobia, the racism. That's to the point where that moron, who's thankfully the police have taken action against him, the one who posted on Twitter that after the horrible things that happened in Belgium, in Brussels the other day, he walked up to a random presumably Muslim woman, certainly an Asian woman in wherever it was, Croydon, and said to her, what have you got to say about this? She said, what has it got to do with me? Absolute disgusting nonsense. That's the sort of thing that happens. We know that women have had their women get picked on mostly as well. You know, those people who are supposed to care about women and young women, how come it's Muslim women who get attacked more? Muslim women who have their veils ripped off. Actually, those people don't care about any woman, and especially not if they're an Asian Muslim woman. They're going to pick on them. And I think the thing is that we cannot stand aside and do nothing about that. That's why we've come every single time to say, no, we don't let the racists divide us. It's not true. Actually, we're with all the victims. It doesn't matter where they're from, what community they're from, because they weren't exclusively white either, the victims. So we have to remember these facts, because the facts get twisted to suit a racist agenda. And we have to understand that and not let people be divided against each other. Actually, I think that, you know, we saw a fantastic demonstration in London and across Europe, the anti-racism demonstration last weekend, which was fantastic, because it says, actually, we're not going to let people be abused. We're not going to let people die. Actually, people are dying from racism. Racism is physically killing people now. We know all those people who've been killed at sea. We know all those people who will die this winter because they're stuck in vile camps all over the place, because our countries have been bombed, their country, and they've had to flee for their lives, and they're getting blamed for that. You know, we need to stand alongside those people as well, and that's what we're doing. So we have to link all those fights up together. Also, the trade union fights. I'm a trade unionist, and I know that if trade unionists do something about this, it's powerful. And actually, you see the junior doctors out at the minute. Actually, what are they? Who's on those picket lines? People from all different countries, because guess what? The NHS wouldn't survive without people from different countries and different communities coming here, because unfortunately we poach them from other countries to come here, which is also a disgrace, because then their health services... I think it's fantastic that people keep beeping us, by the way, if you notice that. It's just fabulous that, you know, the people of Rotherham understand that this is the people of Rotherham here. I'm from Sheffield, but, you know, I'm here from up the way. But, you know, we're here to support, because we think it's really important. And I think that we have to support everybody who's fighting back, and we have to say that if we don't do it, if we don't stand alongside those people who are marginalised, then what happened? You know, we've got all the Unite Against Fascism thing saying never again no to the Nazis. The reason we call them Nazis is because they're the same as the Nazis in Germany in the 1930s. And who did they come for first? They came for the socialists, they came for the trade unions, they came for the people who speak up for other people. So actually, it's a bit of self-interest being here today, because everybody suffers when someone suffers. An injury to one is an injury to all. Yeah. Anybody who's attacked, we stand alongside them. Thanks for coming today, and hopefully we'll have to come again. Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks, Julia. Can I have your placard back now?